K-State Nation, we got another dub. This is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on KC University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State Athletics Podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Is it fall? It feels like it now. But all we do is winning, baby, and keep winning. And the K-State women's volleyball team did that last night. We'll get into that in just a minute. This postcast edition, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the podcast. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Oh boy, oh boy. The winning continues. Whether it's EG3, whether it's the soccer team, volleyball team. I'll say the football team, even though, well, they frustrate me. But the women's volleyball team has not lost a set all year or a game as they clean sweep NC State last night. The kickoff, the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Classic last night. NC State was going to win one of these sets and could not get it done. There, K-State there. NC State, I believe it was the third set there. NC State tried to extend the game, obviously, but K-State rallied back down six in set three to close out the sweep of the Wolfpack there as well. How about that, folks? Another sweep. So, again, this is a remarkable start for these programs. I'm putting football aside because that's another discussion we're going to have on the Podbean app coming up, because I didn't get around to it yesterday because of a PT appointment. I'll do that before the kickoff of the NFL season tonight, because Alex is out for the rest of the week, so I'll get on there tonight. The Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, Process Podcast. Podbean app, that'll get everything outside that will get taken care of besides that. We got to download the Podbean app to do so. Boy, I got to calm down real quick. but yeah, so I'll handle that before, because I got a few more things to get on my chest. Obviously, K-State hosts Army on Saturday night. Of course, EG3 looking to cap off what has been a successful week to this point. Plaza 10K, one of the more oldest, popular 10Ks in this city, going down on Sunday morning. And it looks like it's going to be like this. If it is, then we're going to be ready to rock and roll. We're ready to rock and roll, baby. But yeah, this K-State women's volleyball team, folks, third straight sweep. And oh, by the way, K-State 9, even though this really doesn't really count, but 9 sets without losing a set. And more importantly, you haven't lost a match yet in 2025. Jason Mansfield following this match saying, quote, quick turnaround, but I thought we played really well and came in prepared, though a tough team to scout because they run a 6-2 offense and have a lot of strong attackers, but we did a good job slowing them down. It was a gritty win. We had to play good defense, and I think we did. 50 digs, 9 blocks, and 3 sets is great. Anaya Clinton's performance stood out, and our middles also did a great job. I'm especially proud of Reagan Fox hitting over 400 with 11 kills. She struggled a bit in the first two matches, so I'm really happy for her that she got that kind of performance there, end quote, there as well. Yeah, so right now, I'm just looking at some of these notes. We're not going to go in too deep right now, obviously. And you just heard it from Coach Mansfield, right? Nia Clinton was huge. You need, again, either all your big three. Yeah, I'm going ahead and put it out there. You're going to need all your big three, or you're going to need your star player, Anaya Clinton, to be big. Not what she was last night. And Reagan Fox had a good game last night as well. Some points here. Notes from the match last night. I said this on the preview show yesterday, which came out, obviously, ahead of the game. This was the fourth time that the Cats and Wolfpack met, and now the K-State leads the all-time series 3-1. This series started back in 1996. Kansas State, women's volleyball, now moves to 17-12 all time at home at Morgan Family Arena. And I said this before, and I'm going to keep on saying, if K-State, if they're playing well, especially in the friendly confines of Morgan Family Arena, it's one of the toughest places. And I'm even saying this without even experiencing a home match yet. That atmosphere yet. You know what I mean? That's going to be it's one of the toughest environments in the Big 12, hands down, right? And with another sweep, right? Between women's soccer and women's volleyball, right? Women's soccer, they ain't gave up a goal yet. Yes, they drawed against Harvard on Monday. But they haven't lost a game yet. Women's volleyball hasn't lost a game either. So what is up with this picture? Football, they lost the game. What's up with that? Football, they got a lot of issues right now. Which, again, we've covered some of that. And I'm going to kind of diagnose that or continue to diagnose that when we turn it over to the Podbean app later on this afternoon, right? So there's that. With a sweep, K-State women's volleyball has won 9 consecutive sets, marking the third time in K-State volleyball history, women's volleyball history. The Cats start off the year with 9 consecutive sets. You got to go back to the 90s again, 1998, and if you want to say most recent in the modern era, 2005, the last time that K-State women's volleyball has won 9 straight sets in a row. NC State. I haven't even went over the sets yet. This is the Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State women's volleyball sweeps NC State last night, 3-0. Nothing here. And let me go back and check out the scores. So, all right, so the first set, K-State won 25-19. Set 2, 25-18. And then set 3, which was K-State was down 6 points. And K-State with a huge rally there to overtake NC State. And, of course, put the clamps down with a sweep. 25-21 right there as well. Also, I missed out on that. Well, real quick, NC State, those 21 points was the most of the night when it came to sets for the Wolfpack there as well. And let me see here. Yeah, so Ava LeGrand last night, 33 assists. Third straight match with 30-plus assists or more. Simone Sims led K-State last night with 14 digs. She was the only player other night to reach the 10-plus mark in digs. K-State served 5 aces last night as well, totaling only 11 service errors on the night there as well. Anaya Clinton, 14 kills last night as well. Reagan Fox, as Coach Mansfield mentioned in that little paragraph there, over 400 exactly. That number, 444 last night for Reagan Fox as she contributed to this win for K-State. So the beat keeps on moving along, baby. between women's soccer, right, and women's volleyball, the beat keeps going on because between the combination of the two, they haven't even lost a game yet. That's it. So on the Friday night, babe, on the Friday afternoon, and they'll host Nevada to conclude the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Classic. That's going to be on Friday afternoon. Nevada is 1-2, and I think they're playing NC State. I'll double check that. But yeah, man, so exciting stuff, man, between, again, these women's teams not getting recognition for the other podcasts, but we do it here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. So we got to give it to where credit's due. And right now, these coaches, Coach Corbin and Coach Mansfield, done a great job so far here. And the rest of the coaching staffs of getting their ladies ready to play, whether that's, again, women's soccer, women's volleyball, and it is showing right now. I know it's early, but the early success, they can continue to roll. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, the women's soccer team will come back. We'll talk about this in the weekend preview coming up, along with EG3's getting right back at it in the Plaza 10K. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, so there's that. So let me see. The soccer team back on the road to conclude that road trip. We'll talk about it more on the weekend preview against Nebraska. And tomorrow afternoon, it is Nevada on the agenda for Coach Mansfield and his team there as well, as they look to continue their early season success after sweeping NC State 3-0 last night in the MHK Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found. Free and available daily. Yes, sir, daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. Yes, I'm recording this on NFL opening night. Yes, sir. Not teams I'm concerned about, but the world champ, defending champs, play tonight. The Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Dallas, hosting the Dallas Cowboys tonight. And before that, I'm going to jump on the Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast, to discuss more about this football team and what needs to happen. It's got to start happening. Yes, they finally got in the win column, but a lot of things, they still need a lot of work to do there as well. So we'll talk about that over there. Alex is out for the rest of the week, so it'll just be me over there as well. So make sure, again, you got to download the Podbean app to access that channel, GRIER number 380ID at Boston Podcast for more content. Of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this K-State Athletics podcast. K-State 3, NC State nothing. K-State wins volleyball, stays unbeaten 3-0, and has not lost a set yet in 2025. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Pro Bowl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.